It's Ruckus number 16.
The Ruckus with Rachel and Justin.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Rachel.
Today we have a very special guest. We are the Ruckus on location in Portland, Oregon, the home of Dennis Culver.
That's right. I popped my podcast cherry.
It's also the city of bridges, I've learned.
And roses.
From Dennis Culver, but not Rosie
it's
Bridges.
It's Rose City. Big bridge, too.
So, Dennis, tell us. Tell the world.
You don't set up the show first? Like, oh, tonight we're going to talk about...
No, normally we do, but, you know...
This is freestyle.
We asked you what the topic should be, and you're like, you lead, we'll follow.
I'm leading. Yeah, go.
So in tonight's show, we're going to talk to Dennis T. Culver, godfather of all that is awesome, ambassador of Portland, Oregon, to the good people of California.
You can edit that part out, right?
Yeah. we are changing the format today. We have no news. Or the news that we have is going to be...
I'm drinking my drink. Give me a minute.
That's Dennis's dog having something to drink.
That was actually me... what is that called?
Masturbating. Hand gestures don't work so much on the
milking
podcast.
A cow.
Oh, we're going to play charades.
Plunging
this
a toilet.
Is so awesome. If you could see it, it would be so cool. Wish you could see it.
So, Dennis, tell us why do we care?
What, about what?
What's so special about you anyways? Well, what makes you so fucking important that you should be on a podcast?
Oh, well, you guys are crashing at my house. It's one of the requirements for staying here.
Free publicity.
That's right. I'm a podcast virgin. No more.
All right. So should we give out your website?
Yes. www. I don't even... Do people do that anymore? www.
We do.
DennisCulver.com.
I usually like to say...
You don't even have to type the www's. It's the crazy...
It's http://... www.dennisculver.com.
Right. Not to be confused with doculver.com, which is just some guy who's also named Dennis Culver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he totally wants to steal my site. He's my Google ganger.
Was that recent? Is he a recent
Oh, he's been
phenomenon?
Around forever. He has. Okay. He lives in Arizona and has southwestern art.
Did you know that there's a Rachel Hammond in England?
Your Google ganger.
Yes,
does she spell it the same way?
Spelled the same way. She's a Taurus too.
Do you have one?
She's
Google
an
ganger?
Artist too.
I think I sent you some news about my Google ganger.
Oh yeah.
He plays for the camp or not camp, but Crystal Lake. He plays for the Crystal Lake baseball
right.
team.
Jason.
Yeah.
I have another one that writes for the University of Florida sports paper.
Yeah,
he's a writer. So, you know, Dennis Culver, it's an artistic... You're born with that name, you're going to do something, you know, sports writing and
kind of creative
and comic art.
Well, I think you have to be creative to be a sports writer, don't you think?
We should all have a team up, the Legion of Dennis Culvers. And
yes,
then you could have, you know, the Justin.
It's me and that other guy who's 19.
You could go on a road trip.
Yeah.
Buddy comedy.
Yeah. Hello, I'm the 30-year-old version of you.
Right.
Let's hang out. You think that'll go well?
I don't know why you're not writing movies already.
So we're going to play, we're going to go, because we have no news, we're going to go straight into the music portion of the show.
Oh, yeah, I should have got a news thing, huh?
Yeah, well, we didn't bring any news either.
We could make something up.
Okay.
I have news, I'm drinking Guinness.
Rachel is drinking Guinness?
That's my news. I need a root canal. That's my news.
You're going to edit that out, huh?
I don't know.
That'll be the... that's actually the catchphrase of the Ruckus moving
We're
forward.
We're going to edit that out. That should totally be the catchphrase.
Well, okay. A Panama City man was found with a koala in his bedroom.
Are you making this up?
Yeah, I was.
All right.
But...
Oh, you can edit that part out when I said, are you making this up? And then go.
Yeah.
Koala and...
And apparently this koala had escaped from the local zoo. Yes, he escaped from a radio show called The Local Zoo. It's the local zoo in the morning. You're listening to Joey and the Panda. I mean, the koala.
That needed to make a more satisfying clanging sound.
Now let's go over to Rocco for the weather.
You really could do whole shows about that and just keep doing it forever.
Just making fun of the way the radio is. Yeah. All right. Well, this is as you guys all know, our listeners and subscribers, The Ruckus is the podcast that keeps playing the hits and the hits that keep on playing.
So we have subscribers.
Well, you know, like my brother. Hi, Aaron. So we're going to play a song for you right now. Dennis, have you ever heard of Don Tiki?
No.
Well, you're familiar with this whole novelty, kitschy Hawaiian craze that were right in the middle of the height of happening 5 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Don Tiki is kind of like the forerunner of that. He has this guy named Denny Martin who's in the band and everything. They're a fucking awesome band. And they're from the island of Oahu. They play in Honolulu all the time. And we're going to play a song called The Natives Are Getting Restless. The Natives. Hold on, I'll tell you what the name of the song is in just 1 second.
Do you literally play the song and then we got to listen to it and then...
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Wow.
In all honesty, we've never had a band on the show that is not good. Like, well, every single band we've...
That's good to have.
Well, every band we've had on here, I actually ask them for permission to play their music. You know, I don't just take music. So every band we've had that's been cool enough to let us play them, they've all been good bands. So yes, we will listen to it, because I want you to hear the song anyway, because it's a badass song.
How am I going to hear it?
Through the magic of technology.
We have no wires hooked to that thing.
So we just got to put our ear right up to it.
Wow.
Okay.
I think iPods work that way.
It actually works that way on the airplane. If you put your ear right up to the little hole, sometimes you get to the armrest. But the woman next to you gets suspicious. This is a song by Don Tiki. It's called The Natives Are Restless. It's off of the album Skinny Dip with Don Tiki. So let's hear this jam.
Stay out of
for yours and my delight.
Ask me again what you just asked me about bands, the bands that we play on the show. And I'll right. tell you the for real answer.
I don't remember.
I'll ask myself. So, just Dennis.
So tell me about those bands that you have on your.
Well, you were
show.
Asking if we had anybody from Long Beach.
Oh yeah.
If
yeah,
we've
yeah.
ever had a band from Long Beach, and I what I said to that was, I haven't heard a lot of bands from Long Beach that I've been so impressed with that I felt compelled to ask them if we could play them on the show.
Yeah, but are you going out and listening to bands in Long Beach?
I'm not.
Right, I understand. Like, this scene was pretty annoying at times. And same-ish, but I think there's some good bands in Long Beach.
Well, I'm not
I mean, there's good musicians anyway from people I know, but...
Well, that's the thing, is, like, I'm not actively ignoring the bands in Long Beach, but the bands that I've heard, like, when I go out to a bar or that I see at the Pike or whatever, I've never heard somebody that I felt I have to ask these guys if I can have them on the show.
Right.
You know what? That's not even true. We have had somebody from Long Beach. We had a hip-hop artist named Shania D. She was our first musical guest. And she was actually pretty kick-ass.
There you go.
If you ever listened to the podcast, you would have...
On the first show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not the first show. The first show...
The first one we had music on.
The first show that we played music on, which was like episode 7 or something.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, the music wasn't, I think that it's going to now be a staple of the Ruckus just because I like doing it.
Right.
And, you know, it's the kind of thing where, like, if we go see a band that we like and I want to talk to the musicians, I actually have something
you
to say.
You give me a little mini card.
Yeah. And it's not just like,
you guys totally rule. Bad button.
Do you want me to help you move your cymbals?
Right.
So, yeah, Shania D. There you go. We've had a Long Beach band, sort of.
Well, the thing about you feel like Long Beach should have a scene, and it just, for whatever reason, can't get itself together.
You know, it kind of comes and goes. It had a scene for a while, and then it went away, and...
Yeah, but it feels like it should have, like, a big scene. Like, it should be, you know, people should be talking about that. Calm down, Justin.
I just get so mad when people talk about when they start bad-mouthing Long Beach. It just gets angry. But, you know, that, like, when I first moved to Long Beach, like, Jonathan Richman was playing at the Prospector. Or, no, not the Prospector. The,
K-Sera.
At the K-Sera, you know? So it was, like, and that was right
I've
after.
I've seen a lot of good bands come through the K-Sera.
I have, too.
Yeah, we saw 8-Bit there. Are they from Long Beach?
Not that's a good band, but.
No, but it was a fucking
awesome
show.
I don't think they're from Long Beach, actually. I think they're from L.A.
Yeah, well, they were fun to watch. People will know 8-Bit from the Guerlito Beck remix album. They did the Hell Yeah digital Game Boy sounding remix, but
did
really
have a song to the Legend of Zelda music.
Yeah, that's the charm of fucking 8-Bit. And then, they also had like a choreographed fight that happened.
It wasn't choreographed. they hurt each other. They kind of get mad when they fight.
Yeah. Maybe we should ask 8-Bit if we could play them.
You should have them on the
sweet.
Show.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have the Saturdays on the show.
You need a vocoder is what you need. And then they could, you know, do their computer voice.
Yeah. Well, maybe they have their own and, you know, they could just plug it into the...
They didn't look like they had a lot of equipment. They use Nintendo music.
Yeah, we should. They just plug it in right. and start rapping.
Oh, shit. We got to get to this level. The chorus is coming up.
It sucks, too, when they don't beat the boss, because that's the fucking, that's the bridge.
That's the encore.
So we are actually having an in-studio performance pretty soon from the Saturdays, which I don't know if you've heard them or not, but, you know, they're pretty straightforward, like, old-school punk rock kind of
right.
stuff. But
you can just plug them into your board.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been invited to their multi-million dollar studio, which apparently is one of their garages. But I hear they have beer.
Right.
So that'll be nice.
So, Justin, today's episode's about... What again?
We're talking about, this is hour nine, we're talking about the war in Iraq, and so what do you think? What's a good exit strategy there, Dennis?
A bush!
We're talking about superheroes. Rachel and I, when we were first coming up to Portland, we had just seen Iron Man, and we were fucking high on Iron Man. We thought it was... I'm serious, dude. I thought that was the fucking... definitely for Marvel stuff... I think that's about the most kick-ass superhero movie they've made.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you saw the original Punisher with Dolph Lundgren, but that was pretty awesome.
I did. You did. That's the one where he's like killing people and leaving a card.
And he throws knives, little skulls on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It was very violent, and that was the big draw when you were 13.
Okay, well, that's a shitty movie, dude.
No, I mean, let's talk about Marvel movies, though. Like it goes all the way back. Do you remember the 70s Spider-Man movies? Where he wore, like, his belt on the outside of his costume and his web shooters, like, on his arms. It was set in the 70s, obviously, and they were, like, TV movies.
I was going to say, weren't they on TV?
Yeah, it was a TV movie.
I saw those.
And then there was the Hulk show.
Yeah, well, I watched the Hulk show.
And then they had TV movies later in the late 80s and 90s.
I was not a big fan of... the Hulk show. I do remember seeing it a couple times. I think I was a little bit too young for it, but I did love the fucking the Spider-Man and Friends Action Hour, or the Marvel
cartoon.
Yeah, the Marvel Action Universe is what it was called.
I did not like the Hulk show, though.
I was too little, dude. You know, like, you're older than
Bruce
I am.
Bruce Banner goes to a town and somebody tries to beat him up and he turns into the Hulk and kicks their ass and then he leaves. And the best part is when he leaves and it's sad. And they play that piano music, which is the saddest song ever written.
That's right. It was always sad. It's all coming back to me now.
Because when he would leave, you know, it was like, because he could never... He couldn't find a cure for being the Hulk, and he could never make any friends because he was, you know, he turned into the Hulk and he'd fuck shit up.
He was like this big green guy.
Right. And then they'd walk away at the end, and it was boom, 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 boom. It's the saddest song ever written.
You know, do you have Netflix?
Yeah.
You can watch The Incredible Hulk.
Like Netflix.
All of the seasons of The Incredible Hulk online on
that's
Netflix.
Valuable.
On the Instant View. I'm just saying, I mean, if you want to relive the experience.
It's the same episode over and over again.
I'm sure the
every time it's the same.
I'm sure the one in your imagination fucking outshines the ones they've actually made.
It's like the Dukes of Hazzard. It's the same episode over and over.
No, they changed the cast.
Right. No, but so then after the Hulk in Spider-Man in the 70s, I think they tried to do a Doctor Strange too, but I don't remember.
Well, they did a Hulk cartoon and they did a Spider-Man cartoon and they did the Spider-Friends Action Universe or the Marvel Action Universe. And the thing that I liked about those was the intro and outro. Do you remember? It was always Stan Lee. It was Stan Lee. Welcome back, true believers. It's time for another Spider-Man.
I like the Spider-Man cartoon that was in the 60s. Or was it the 60s, the 70s? The
one Spider-Man. That had Stan Lee at the beginning, dude.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. He introduced all of the fucking... Dude, it's Marvel. Well,
why wouldn't he? Because he's all over that. Do you have Stan Lee on your MySpace, by the way?
No, should
I? He freaking spams your bulletin board like crazy. He's made a hilarious political book that he wants you all to buy. And it's where he's taking campaign photos and putting word balloons on them saying things that aren't funny. No offense to Stanley.
How do you feel about Stanley?
He's a huckster.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to not talk about Stanley on the show?
Because I just want to say anybody who spams your MySpace bulletins is... annoying.
He's a dick. Yeah. Dude, I subscribed to the Suicide Girl blog, not realizing that meant I'd get like two fucking blog posts a day from them. And it's like, okay, granted, it's hot chicks, but at the same time,
yeah. How racy are the photos when they're on MySpace?
I mean, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
They're in bras. Not that. I'll go to the Sears website.
It's like I'm 12 years old again.
Right.
Fucking stealing the JCPenney ads.
Right. So, did you ever see or hear about the Fantastic Four movie that came out in, like, the late 80s? Or
the one where Mr. Fantastic's arm, you see it start to go, and then it's like a camera shot of his hand panning across stuff. So you just, your imagination tells you that he's stretching.
Yeah, that went straight to video.
Yeah.
I don't even think it went straight to, I think it went, like, straight to bootleg, and the only way you could find it is if you bought it at, like... a convention and it was a bad copy
or at a swap meet,
right?
And it's somehow some old Mexican woman got it, and she doesn't even know where it came from.
But the first, like, I think legitimate Marvel movie was that Punisher movie, and that still, that pretty much went straight to video, too. Like, they had a hard time getting, Howard the Duck. That's the first big screen Marvel movie.
Is that a Marvel?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought they just made that up.
And it failed. It flopped. Yeah. But yeah, it was a comic book.
George Lucas did that.
Written by Steve Gerber. Yeah.
I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
I
saw it when I was a kid.
I thought it was great.
And people like talk about how horrible
it is. It's an awful
movie.
Don't be mistaken. Yeah. It's terrible. But when you're, 10, it's awesome.
Yeah, it hit me right at the right age. And it had the principal from Ferris Bueller.
Not only the principal, but, and then the mom from Back to the Future. Oh, or Caroline in the City, whoever,
Leah Thompson? Mm-hmm. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All I remember is that she opens up Howard's little duck wallet and finds a condom in it. And she's like,
duck condom, little duck license.
That's the whole joke for an hour and a half.
Little duck credit cards.
Oh, Howard.
So he's like us, but he's, says duck on things. It's crazy. Why did that movie fail?
I don't know. But there's a scene where he puts on a shoe and...
Little duck shoes.
It's duck foot shaped.
But that's the thing. That was supposed
to be how much
huge.
Money do you want? Here's another million.
Marvel was so excited about that, they launched a separate magazine, and they Howard the Duck magazine.
Do you remember when they did the DC
newspaper strip?
The DC Marvel, when they did Amalgam Comics, when they crossed over?
Yeah, you're way off topic, though.
No, dude. Lobo the Duck.
Lobo, right.
Do you remember that?
That's you didn't put it together that was Howard the Duck was Marvel?
I guess
not. Oh, that's the joke. I just thought they made Lobo a duck. Wow, it's like you can go back and reread all those comics now, and it's like a whole new comic for you.
Wait, he's living in the Marvel universe. Spider-Man could be around the corner. I guess, if I...
Yeah,
I thought it was Captain America.
Context is a hell of a thing.
He was duck-like. He kind of waddled.
Yeah. So yeah, that was for a long time the biggest movie they had to offer was Howard the Duck, which failed pretty miserably.
Not in my heart.
Right. Not in any of our hearts. But then, so it got quiet for a while, and...
What was the first big successful Marvel movie?
Was it Spider-Man?
X-Men, dude.
Oh, X-Men, yeah. Right.
Did you like X-Men?
I liked the first one, and I liked the second one.
I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
I wasn't one of those guys...
You're either an X-Men person or you're not.
No, dude. You're either a Wolverine person or you're not, because I like the fucking X-Men. I don't like Wolverine that much.
You never
liked
Wolverine? Not even when you were a kid?
My brother loved him.
Yeah.
But I think that's why I didn't love him, because oh, you love him? Fuck him.
You liked Cyclops better, didn't you?
No. I was into Iceman. I liked Iceman.
He's such a pussy.
No, Iceman's cool.
He turns into ice.
No, but what I remember about him is, he kind of had a sense of humor, and he was kind of, shitty to people.
He's Spider-Man that turns into ice.
Well, yeah. I like Spider-Man, too. Right. But he wasn't an X-Man.
Right.
I'm just telling you which X-Men I liked.
That's the weakest X-Man to like, though.
No.
Who was your favorite, Rachel?
Well, I didn't read any of the X-Men comics, but I liked the movies, all of them so far, quite a bit, and I liked Mystique.
No. You told me who your favorite was.
It was Mystique.
Okay.
No, that's not it. Guess again.
Well, you're changing your story. Are you changing your mind? You told me you like Nightcrawler. She was all into Nightcrawler.
Oh my god, I love Nightcrawler. Yes, that's right. I'm lying.
See,
I forgot about him.
Wait. You tried
to make it sound like I was putting words in her mouth, but but she just fucking.
It's true. It was a lie the first time. I loved Nightcrawler.
What did you like the third one? That was.
I liked all of them.
The Dark Phoenix one
and Beast, Kelsey Grammer.
I fucking hated it. Dude, I didn't like any of the X-Men movies.
The second one was great.
I think that's
with
the strong
Brian Cox. And
that's the strongest one out of the
three. You can't go wrong when you have Brian Cox in your movies.
What did you think, Rachel?
Cox in the movie can't go wrong.
That's why we watch nothing but porn.
So then it was X-Men and then Spider-Man. Not so much with the Daredevil, not so much with Elektra, not so much with Punisher.
Did you see Daredevil, dude?
I actually liked the Daredevil better than...
Oh, my God.
I thought the people looked bad, but I liked the whole idea of where he was killing people, and then he actually came to the point at the end where he decided that murder was bad. And I you know, it had a point, and yeah, it's kind of rare in movies.
Well, at least in those kinds of movies, you know.
Yeah.
You know, ones that they make.
Well, rare in mainstream movies.
What did you think of the last Spider-Man movie, Dennis? The one where he goes all emo?
That's the popular opinion. We loved it.
I really liked the second one. I thought the first one was kind of bad, too. It was kind of hammy. But the part I liked best in the second one was the whole subway train scene. And I think that's like, that was very much in the spirit of Spider-Man.
Is that where it goes like off the track?
Yeah, but he stops it. But not so much that, but more about when his mask gets ripped off and all the people protect him. And like, he's kind of like, you know, the hero of the people. So it works well.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you, if you look at Spider-Man 3 as the next Sam Raimi movie, and maybe not so much as the next Spider-Man movie, it's a fun movie.
Yeah, I had fun while I was watching it, but I didn't think it was that good. And I thought the corny dance scenes and stuff like that was just unnecessary.
We loved them.
Yeah.
My favorite parts.
Uh-huh. Like, the best things about Spider-Man, I mean, Spider-Man should be tragic, and it should be, you know, like, his life is shit. No matter what he does, everything's going wrong. And that was awesome. They did that a lot, but it got, I think it was just too much in the third movie. It was just too much. There was, what, 8 villains? You know?
Yeah. Which is how they ruined Batman.
Right. And you know the whole Gwen Stacy story, right? Like, from the comics where...
And they gave that to...
Well, they put Gwen Stacy in the movie, and they had Mary Jane, but, like, the Gwen Stacy, like, that's
well, they
one
did...
of the best parts of Spider-Man was that tragedy where she, like... She's killed by the Green Goblin, and like she's killed, and he can't save her. And that's like with all his power, he couldn't do it. And you know, they probably wouldn't show that in a movie, but that's what makes Spider-Man awesome.
But why not?
It's his
dude.
Tremendous sense of guilt. You know, the guilt over his uncle's father and or his uncle's father, the guilt over his uncle's death, and the guilt over, you know, Gwen Stacy dying and things like that.
Why not show that in the movie though?
I think they should.
What's the fucking problem? Yeah. That was
I think Spider-Man is about pathos, and I think that's where those movies drop the ball. I mean, sometimes it would have it, and there were hints of it, and then it would, you know, cut to Aunt May being annoying and having a yard sale or something. I don't know.
You remember that line in Spider-Man where the uncle says to him, "With great power comes great responsibility."
Right.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah, it's in the comics. Stan Lee wrote it.
Okay.
That's...
Do you know where else I've heard it?
Where?
In Teen Wolf.
Yeah, but you know the guy that wrote Teen Wolf's a comic guy. He also wrote Commando.
Oh, really?
He's also a producer on Heroes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's Jeff Loeb. He probably ripped off Spider-Man.
I had no idea. That's hilarious. Have you ever seen Teen Wolf?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Teen Wolf 2?
Yeah, I saw Teen Wolf.
Yeah. Exactly. I just bought that from Target because they had the double deal for $5.50 for both movies.
And it was just the one twice.
Yeah.
Except this time, basketball.
It was hard to watch. No, except this time...
Jason Bateman.
Boxing. It was basketball the first time.
Oh, it was basketball the first time.
Yeah. The first one is funny. It's
the first
a good
one's
movie.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then the second one is like... When you say Teen Wolf to people, too, they don't... They're like, oh yeah, Teen Wolf, haha. No, it's a funny movie.
It's a good movie.
Did you know there's a guy who whips his dick out in Teen Wolf?
I don't remember that
the
part.
The very last scene where he's like hugging the dad, where Michael J. Fox hugs the dad whips his dick. No, it's somebody in the background, actually. One of the extras. His pants are unzipped when the shot starts.
How many times have you watched this movie?
Well, my friend Josh told me, I just watched it the other day. My friend Josh was like, you know there's a guy who whips his dick out in it. And I'm like, so the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, I'm going to see the guy fucking whip his dick out in this movie. And so we told you we only watch movie with cocks.
So is this, you think this is like some guy, he's like a pervert and he just gets work and extra as extras in movies and whips his dick out.
Well, the thing is too, is like... He's not surrounded by other people. He's totally, like, in the upper left corner, standing completely alone.
God, got a guy whipping his dick out. Get him out of here.
But nobody stopped it. Like, you would think...
They probably didn't notice it.
No, no. And it's like the continuity person wasn't like, hey, his dick was in before.
Well, we should cut it, and we should redo the scene, but, you know, previous scene had the guy.
Yeah, there goes half our fan base right there.
It is kind of really fast.
It is, and you
I'm
know,
sure it just wasn't his finger. He was doing the finger through the zipper trick. He's like, ah, look at me, it's my.
No, it's not, because his pants are completely undone. Like you see him pull down his underwear and like pull it out over the underwear. You know, like when you're a little boy and you wear tighty whities and you go pee, you just kind of pull it out over the top.
All right, you either threw the bonnet or over the top.
Yeah. So he just hangs it over the top,
right,
and then like puts his jacket over it. And like a magic trick, like fucking David Copperfield, when the jacket comes away, his dick is back in his pants.
Why would he do that? What's the virtue of just that?
It is really funny, actually.
It's pretty funny. And like, you know, his grandchildren now probably like, Grandpa's penis is fake. I guess they're the young ones. Grandpa would have
the
old voice.
If you ever meet Jeff Loeb at like a convention, you should ask him if he knows about the guy whipping his dick out in Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He must know, don't you think?
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he'll, like, be revealed unto him. Oh, my God. How did we miss this?
Well, I'm sure he listens to the podcast.
Right. and maybe that's why he wrote Teen Wolf 2, is because...
He did not write Teen Wolf 2.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way, dude. There's no fucking way.
He wrote the same movie again. He was like, well, they ripped the dick out. It's ruined. I gotta do this movie again.
There's honestly no fucking way the same person wrote
it,
because it's not funny at all.
It was the same guy involved.
But, you know, they have Styles in part two. You know, Teen Wolf's wacky friend, Styles.
Right.
But it's,
and then they also have the dad, but he's the uncle this time.
Right. But it's played by a different actor. It's played by the guy who played Boner on Growing Pains.
Oh, good.
So Boner plays Styles.
Poor Boner.
Yeah. Can I please get some work as a guy with a regular name?
I wonder what Boners were up to now. So anyway, back to comic movies.
So, Dennis, did you like Iron Man? Did you see it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, actually. But I was trying to give a sense of history as we worked our way through.
Well, what else has there been besides X-Men and Spider-Man?
X-Men and Spider-Man. And
Daredevil
and
Elektra.
Let's face it, X-Men and Spider-Man, they were, you know, despite us maybe not liking them so much, they're commercially and for the most part, a lot of people like them. And...
I really like Spider-Man, and the thing about X-Men, the things that I don't like about it, it's not like, you know, there's movies that you watch and somebody's like, oh, I love that movie. And you're like, what the fuck did you like about that movie? Like with X-Men, it's like, okay, I can see why you would like it. It's
right,
it's fun.
So then they did Daredevil and people were like, oh, it did pretty mediocre from what I understand. And then Elektra, which I don't think anybody really saw.
I had no interest in seeing
it. And then Punisher, which was filmed in my hometown of Tampa, but I still didn't see it. And
would you like to see it?
No, I don't care.
Does it look stupid?
It has John Travolta in it. That's not a good sign.
I never really liked Punisher on a conceptual level.
Well, they're making another one. They did with this Hulk movie where they're like, oh, that one sucked. We'll just do a new one.
Yeah.
They're remaking it with a new actor.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't like the character. I think he's kind of a boring character.
You should read the comics by Garth Ennis, the guy who did Preacher.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that's pretty good. Oh, and the Hulk. We didn't even talk about the Hulk.
Yeah, the Hulk was pretty much a failure. I never saw it. I just couldn't.
I never saw it either.
It looked really bad, so we can't speak to it, I guess.
As soon as I heard Ang Lee was involved, I guess that excites
people. Yeah, I thought, well, that's a good idea. And then I heard there was like cascading panels in the movie to make it look like a comic or something, and that didn't really sound good. But we're forgetting about the Fantastic Four. Did you see that?
No, dude.
The new one.
With Jessica Alba.
Yeah. The first one wasn't bad. It was all right. It was kind of like a family comedy movie.
It looked really kind of like...
The second one...
With the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, and Galactus. But Galactus was a big cloud.
Oh, nice.
Because a big, tall guy would be too stupid. I was assuming they didn't have the budget, but... Yeah, that was disappointing.
So they got a cloud.
Yeah, but anyway, so...
Almost as intimidating.
Right. So what we're doing with Iron Man is... Now that we're at two Iron Man, apparently Marvel's producing all those movies, and they've got a plan... Or they're going to do like Iron Man and the Hulk, and I think Thor is next or something.
And then they're going to bring them together.
Yeah, and it'll be like an Avengers type movie. And they're all producing it in house, so like all the movies will share the same universe, and they'll have certain characters and things cross over. And I've heard that they're doing a Captain America movie set in World War II, that'll end with him getting frozen in ice, and then the Avengers movie, they'll, like, thaw him out.
Well.
Allegedly, but.
Well, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Iron Man movie was awesome. Like, it was the best comic movie, I think. You know, I'm pretty sure The Dark Knight will be as good, hopefully.
Yeah, but that's DC.
Right.
So why are we going to even talk about that? I mean, we've got time for Teen Wolf, but. Right.
Well, I'm waiting for the inevitable Spider-Man versus Hulk movie, like Freddy versus Jason type thing. It's going to be awesome. You know they're going to get there. They're going to do like a Wolverine versus Hulk movie, and it's going to be glorious.
Dude, if they don't fuck it up, you know, if it's not the story of some teenage boy who happens to witness fucking Wolverine and Hulk fighting, you know, if it, you know.
Oh, and we also forgot Ghost Rider. I don't know if you guys saw that. I certainly didn't, but.
No. I don't feel like much of a comic nerd at all, dude. Like, I ignored most of these movies.
Yeah, I ignored
movies.
A lot of them, too. I
got to tell you, that new Hulk movie does not look much fucking better.
They're saying good things.
Well, it's got Tim Roth in it.
Ed Norton supposedly had a hand in writing the script.
Ed Norton is a douchebag, dude. Name, besides Fight Club, name a movie that he was ever in that you care about.
I like Rounders. I think Rounders is a pretty solid film. Yeah. Have you seen Rounders?
It's the one where Matt Damon plays a different kind of genius.
Right.
Yeah, I saw
with
it.
Poker.
Yeah.
But have you seen, it's a good movie. It's a solid, you know, little film.
All right. You know, actually, it is. It is not a bad movie.
Bad Rounders.
But you know, it's just.
But other than that.
No, but I do. That was right at the height of me having a problem with Matt Damon. I'm like, oh, he plays a brand new kind of genius. He's fucking thinks very highly of himself.
See, that's
the
trap
he?
A lot of people fall into. If you don't like the person, and then you don't want to see the movie. My wife Wendy does that, and she doesn't want to see a movie based on people she hates.
I'll still see the movie, but I will get all kinds of enjoyment from actively hating the person while I'm watching it. So, you know, it's just enjoying
like Tom Cruise movies.
I actually don't mind Tom Cruise.
Really?
After
I don't either, but I find it amusing when people do.
Yeah. I loved Magnolia. I thought he was fucking awesome in that movie. I thought he was brilliant.
Wasn't necessarily a Tom Cruise movie.
No, but that's the role that felt the most like I'm watching Tom Cruise.
Like, this is what he's like.
Yeah, exactly.
In real life, crazy, respect the penis.
What did you think, Rachel?
Sorry, Rachel.
So,
no, that's good.
Yeah, the new Hulk. I'll probably see it, maybe, on DVD.
Yeah, but supposedly in the new Hulk, there's going to be references to the Super Soldier Serum.
Oh, well, I'll fucking watch it for sure, then.
Which is Captain America.
Well,
I also heard maybe Sam Jackson might be in it to be Nick Fury again.
So are they going to make a Nick Fury movie, or is he just going to be...
He's like head of the... Like, he's helping form the Avengers or whatever.
Well, that's cool.
Personally, he's just going to be an ancillary character.
I would love to see a Nick Fury movie. Like, I fucking love those comics.
I don't think there should be a Nick Fury movie. That's why you have James Bond movies.
Dude, homie, they've made fucking...
Did you just call me homie?
Homie, they're working They're working on Punisher movie number fucking 3. We can make a Nick Fury fucking movie.
Yeah, but I think some things work better when they're supporting characters than as opposed to them being...
Like the Punisher?
Yeah, I think the Punisher's probably a better supporting character, too. He plays better as a villain.
I'm just saying...
you're trying to stop him from killing people. But
exactly. I'm saying, given the choice between Nick Fury and the Punisher...
Punisher's more popular, though.
I would greenlight fucking Nick Fury. He's only more popular because, like, he's got a big skull on his fucking shirt. But... exactly.
Devil horns.
But fucking put a little skull on Nick Fury's eye patch, and you've got a fucking hot commodity.
If Sam Jackson's Nick Fury, I mean, essentially he's Nick Fury in XXX, and you're good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Shaft is fucking Nick Fury, then, in that case.
I like that movie where Sam Jackson yells a lot.
It's ever since fucking, he didn't used to do that.
That's not true. Did you ever see Coming to America?
Yeah.
He played the robber in the McDougals or McDonald's or whatever the hell it was called, and he shouted. A lot.
That's true. But he was in
and that was just a bit role. And they're like, that guy, he's got promise.
You think Quentin Tarantino saw that?
He was like, I love Coming to America and I want that guy to be Jules.
Can he do it nonstop? And then, you know, Snakes on a Plane, saw that, and Ipso Facto, we've now...
He did a movie with Nick Cage called Amos and Andy. Amos and Andrew, actually, because it was... They didn't want to call it Amos and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually played a more reserved character.
Really?
Yeah. You wouldn't guess it was Sam Jackson, because it was before Sam Jackson was Sam Jackson. Blade.
They made three of those.
That was a comic movie, though. That's a Marvel comic.
It was good.
Did you? Yeah.
Rachel loved them.
The first Blade is awesome. Actually, though, I have to say, I just watched Blade again, the first one, and it didn't hold up. Because I loved it. You know, I thought this was pretty good, and I watched it again, and I was like, this doesn't stand the test of 8 years.
Well, you also loved Van Helsing. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, but I've only seen that once, and that's really all you need to see it.
It really is.
But here's the thing with Blade. The best part of Blade was the line at the end. It doesn't really mean anything if you think about it too hard, but it sounds cool. Some motherfuckers always kind of try to ice skate uphill. And then he kills... He's like the bad guy. The bad guy's like, oh, and he's like, some motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill. And then he stabs him. And if you start thinking, you're like, why would there be hills in ice skating? And then it falls apart.
Yeah.
But at the moment, you're like, yeah, that's fucking rad.
It's so true, too.
Yeah, fucking do him, buddy. And that's the best part of Blade. Like the whole movie, if you think about it too much, it all falls apart.
Well, yeah. And that's the same thing that happens with Van Helsing. So, Iron Man.
I just want to make sure we covered all the Marvel movies.
Have we? So. What else is there?
I don't know. I mean, we could get a, you know, Obscuro.
Do you think they're ever going to make a Wolverine movie?
I mean, technically, Marvel owns the company that owned Men in Black, but they didn't really produce that.
I love those
movies. Men in Black was a comic.
Have you read it?
No.
It's a good comic. They were on...
Malibu.
Men in Black. Hilarious movie.
Not a comic movie, but should have been, was Darkman.
Another Sam Raimi movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not a comic movie, but should have been, was RoboCop.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
And they, you know, I was just thinking they should remake RoboCop because they have the technology. And, you know, I was like, well, if I've thought of it, some lizard person at, you know, Studio X has thought of it. And I looked it up, and of course, they are remaking RoboCop.
Of course they are, dude, because why fucking write
Think of the most
movie?
Stupidest thing you can think of, like, you know, Home Alone meets Terminator. And I guarantee you there's a movie out there somewhere in development.
Yeah. The only movies that they make right now that they seem to get excited about putting a lot of money into are either sequels or remakes of television shows or old movies.
Yeah, it's easy. You don't have to hire fancy writers.
Well, yeah, and we keep paying for them. Rachel and I just saw Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do, not see a movie? Yeah, we dare you, motherfucker.
But anyway, Iron Man was totally cool.
Dude, we've tried to bring up Iron Man like 17 times. So
yeah, but it's also kind of a remake of, you know, cartoons and comic books.
No, that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
They've been adapting stuff from literature since fucking Shakespeare, dude.
Yeah, but it was a cartoon, too.
Yeah, but I mean...
It wasn't a very good cartoon.
Yeah, you know what? Most of those Marvel cartoons, not very good.
The great thing about Iron Man is originally when it came out in the 60s, it was like he got caught by the yellow man instead of by the brown man.
Oh, really?
And then for the updated version, the terrorists, they're the new yellow man.
Nice. Do you remember when Green Lantern used to have a little...
Pie face.
What was he, like an Eskimo?
He was just some Asian guy that helped him work on planes, and they called him Pie Face.
I'm not that even sure.
He's still around.
I'm not sure if that's offensive or not, but it sounds offensive.
I don't even know what it means to have a pie face. I mean, I guess the slits.
Did you ever
pie or something?
It sounds like an apple pie. Did you ever watch... Oh, fuck. Did you ever watch Iron Man?
What?
I was going to ask you something else, but we're getting too far away.
You know, they're making a pie face movie.
A very incredibly focused podcast. So anyways, we're going to move into news now. So,
what?
No, this is also our first drinking episode of the podcast.
Really? You don't drink normally?
Let's
face it, we're not hard drinking here.
No, but we could put it on pause and come back and be like, Iron Man!
Iron Man is the coolest!
He had like a light heart. It was like a Christmas heart. He loved Christmas so much, it was in his heart.
You know, Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
A lot of people don't know this, but Gremlins, that's about Christmas.
I love Gremlins.
It's a fucking great movie, and we're sometimes, still not going to talk about it.
Sometimes I just sit around and go, Deagle.
Can't smell caca.
Do you remember Mrs. Deagleman?
Is that the one with the fucking...
she had the chair that would go up the
stairs. Yeah, and they're like the carolers outside of her. Oh, man.
This editing this together is probably going to be the worst podcast ever.
No, dude, it's going to be the greatest. And it's just going to be 15 minutes long, that's right. All.
All right, so Iron Man. Are we talking about Iron Man? We're just saying it was really fucking good, and then...
Yeah, I guess. I mean, what is there to say? I imagine anybody who's listening to this by this point has fucking seen Iron Man.
Right.
You know? And, They liked it, too, so what the fuck do they need a review from us for? I'm going to talk about the Smurfs. You know they're making a Smurfs movie?
Is that true?
Yeah. This year is the 50th anniversary.
Are they really making a movie?
Let me tell you the news, dude. Is it going to be
computer-generated and involve Jason Lee?
It will be CGI.
Will Jason Lee be a part of this? Because he seems like he has the lock on cartoons made into live action.
Fucking kids love the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie.
And he's Underdog, by the way.
Oh, yeah, huh?
he's got a lock on it. David Cross was in Alvin and the Chipmunks. He bought a house with it. The money.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote a big article about it.
I read that. It's on the Bob and David show.
Ryan Posen or one of those flunkies were giving him hell about it.
So, Rachel, what do you think about the Smurfs movie?
You and Wendy got married?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yay! That took you a while to figure out.
No, I've been sitting on it while you guys kept yabbering.
Oh, yeah, we did in August.
And you needed a green card.
Right, and I needed a green card. So.
Well, welcome to the country.
Now I am happy in country.
So that was in August?
No.
Okay.
No. We're just living together, you know, and married. It's actually no different than when we were living together and not married.
There's just paperwork.
Well, are you guys married? Or are you going to get married?
No.
It's pretty easy. You should do it.
You'll know when we're going to get married.
Well, we didn't do anything. Like, we didn't tell anyone because we figured we'd have a ceremony. And it would kind of suck to say we're already married and we're having a ceremony. And everybody's like, well, why should we fucking go?
No, that's reasonable.
But I figure if we don't...
Because people want to celebrate your love, dude.
Yeah, but if it's like they've been married for 2 years and now they're having the ceremony, it's like I figured if we just say, hey, we're getting married, and then at the reception, oh, by the way... We've been married for like 2 years, suckers. Thanks for the rest.
So
I think we screw ourselves out of gifts if we tell everyone. Now.
Are you that's what I was going to say. Are we expected to get you guys like a toaster or something?
When we have, our wedding ceremony.
So you don't want to
act surprised.
You don't want to include any of this in the podcast.
I don't care.
Okay.
Wonderful. You know, it's on my MySpace. It should be public knowledge.
Everyone who saw Iron Man already knows.
It's on my Facebook.
Man, that's a good movie. So, I just can't believe. Like, remember that part where it was so good? In all honesty, Robert Downey Jr. really made Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's
that
what
was
you
an
love
incredible
about.
Segue.
Thank you. I'm a podcasting professional, dude. Right.
That's right, I'm podcasting.
And whenever I hear the word podcasting, I always think of like some sort of technological fishing.
Right, but you know it just rhymes with broadcast.
No.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, Howard the Duck?
Be like an idiot. They rhymed the shit out of it.
I don't know what the pod part is. I just have, because it's small and contained.
Because you play it on your iPod,
right,
dude.
So it's a podcast.
Oh, my God. I feel like I just looked into the face of God.
You're welcome.
I'm God casting right now. Give me a minute.
You and Howard the Duck.
You know, that's going to be the name of this episode, is
Godcast.
Godcast.
Nice. Yeah.
We're going to get the total wrong audience.
I bet there is a Godcast.
There's got to be, dude. I'm not that
Anything
clever.
Anything you can think of, it's on the internet. Yeah. In development.
Yeah. Or any pun you can think of is a fucking menu item at Disneyland. You know?
But here's the thing. Any of those thoughts that come really easy to you, they probably come easily to a lot of other people.
Or they come very difficulty to, like, a fucking think tank.
Except
you
my
know?
Ideas. Yeah. Fucking gold. I just sit here and spew gold all day. So how does this end? Do we just organically talk until we pass out drunk?
We usually hit about an hour. But then again, we usually have news and a topic. This is, like, our most loose episode either. And I actually, honestly, I think this is probably one of the more listenable episodes. The rest, 1 through 15, crap. Number 16.
So you just shit on everyone
comedy
that's come before.
No. Actually, you know what?
And then this is what you're going to be saying about 17, and I'm going to be like,
yeah. No, this is 16. 17 is the one where we'll be shitting on this one.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, but
I would say that
my favorite episode so far
was this one.
No.
Remember when we were talking about Howard the Duck? It was awesome.
We did one with the Roller Derby Girls, which was really good.
That's cool.
And then we did one right after that where we did like a game show. Where
do a lot of your podcasts involve talking about previous podcasts?
Most of them.
This one must have been really hard because we had to talk about new stuff for like an hour.
No.
It was fucking
hard. We actually recorded one and then deleted it.
And then talked about it.
Man, we had no idea what to talk about just a minute ago, but now.
You guys should have heard Podcast Zero. It was cool.
No,
I think the episode of this one should be navel gazing.
Yeah.
We could do 17 tomorrow. We could just crank it up.
We really should.
You could come out of this weekend with like 5 podcasts.
Dude, I've got another band lined up that has given us the green light. So we've got the music.
I could probably rustle up a band if we need.
Yeah, we'll fucking like let's pause it now and do 17.
This is the end of part one.
Okay, Rachel, do you wanna go ahead and wrap it up so people can realize that you're still conscious?
Is that Rachel's job to wrap it up and start it off?
Nobody has a job here, dude. What is this? This is not fucking corporate podcast. Well,
maybe you wouldn't be talking about the old ones so much if you had a
if we had a format.
Right. Go.
And that's it for another exciting episode of The Ruckus with Rachel and Justin.
We have outro music.
Oh.
It's actually pretty kick-ass.
Mine's pretty better, though. Yeah. Pretty better.
Pretty better.
You start to sound like Justin now.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean? You're sounding like an idiot, Culver. I call that the Justin. You totally fooled the Justin.
That podcast.
www.theruckus.wordpress.com. Go start a ruckus. No, we'll, we will. We will, but then we'll edit it right back in. But somewhere in the middle. So listen for that later in the show.
I like this because you could like you can edit out like my every other word. I could be saying totally different things. So, I love you, Justin.
I'm actually going to leave that in the way you said it.